Okay, so where are we heading in endocrine therapy? What are some of the strategies that you think specifically focusing on the ER-positive patient that might reduce recurrence rates and mortality in the future?
There are three big areas of work, I would say. One is this question we've just been alluding to of, you know, in the early stage setting, AIs, which one, when, for how long? And there are very well-orchestrated trials to tackle those questions. And, you know, there'll be chances to update those experiences annually for the next many years. So there'll be more said about that. The second big one is to really figure out within the group of ER-positive early-stage breast cancer cases, which women need chemotherapy. And obviously, you've had Soon Paikin to discuss the Oncotype DX experience. I like that general approach, and I like that product very much. I think it exemplifies a lot of where most of us think the field should be going.
You're using it in your practice?
And I do use it in my practice, and I find it's very helpful. Patients understand it. It resonates with other things we measure in breast cancer pathology. It gives you a quantitative readout that feels like science, and patients readily understand that, you know, this is an extra piece of information that can help better risk stratify them and therefore allow them to make a better informed choice about chemotherapy. So I think that's going to remarkably change the playing field for ER-positive breast cancer because many of these women will no longer be getting chemotherapy. They simply won't need it based on the prognosis or the natural history of their prognosis. So you need to refine that. You know, that test was developed with tamoxifen-treated patients who received what many would consider old-fashioned chemotherapy. I actually think the principles are going to be the same, but you would want to look at studies in the adjuvant setting using AIs. You would want to look at studies that use different chemotherapy programs and so on and so forth.
Node-positive patients.
And you'll extend that to node-positive patients, and they're working on all these things. So again, the general principle is how can we use genomic type information, the analysis of multiple gene expression patterns, to refine our prognosis and treatment selection. And that general strategy is happening across cancer medicine, and specifically in breast cancer, this choice of which patients with ER-positive disease need chemotherapy is the place where it's been most readily and successfully exploited so far.